This past week, the limit on the number of what are known as H-1B visas issued by the United States government was reached 1 week after they were offered. This has caused much consternation not only among people outside of the United States who had been seeking the limited number of visas, but also by many U.S. companies and schools that seek the skilled people vying for the visas. First, Daybreak Asia's Ira Melman sought to get an explanation of the visas. He spoke with Bill Wright, a spokesperson for U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services, the agency that issues them.
It allows American companies and universities as well to temporarily employ foreign workers that have highly specialized knowledge in an occupation that's equivalent to a U.S. bachelor's degree or higher. Now, and it allows the companies to hire these folks and bring them to the United States for an initial 3 years to temporarily work here. And some of these occupations, this is not all inclusive, but it's some, they're like computer professionals, engineers, attorneys, business executives, university professors, scientists, researchers, that kind of thing. The program has actually been in existence since when the Congress passed the Immigration Act of 1990, and it was an effort to meet the needs of U.S. employers to be able to bring foreign workers who have the specialized knowledge to the United States and to work in for a particular company for a limited amount of time. And again, it's a non-immigrant visa, and it allows people to come here temporarily for 3 years. Now, they can extend one time for an additional 3 years, so a total time of about 6 years in the United States.
There are limitations on the number of such visas, and these limitations have been reached rather quickly recently, have they not?
They have been. In fact, this year we just finished the FY 2015 H-1B season. We opened it up on April 1st, which we open every year at April 1. And we had enough visas, had enough petitions and applications to reach the congressionally mandated cap within the first 5 days. And we announced that April 7th has to be open. The filing period has to be open for 5 working days. So it went through the weekend, and we closed it out on April the 7th. The congressionally mandated cap is 65,000 visas per fiscal year. And there's an additional 20,000 petitions that are approved for those that have U.S. master's degree or higher. So they're exempt from that 65,000 cap. So totally 85,000 per fiscal year. And this year we met it within the first week. Last year we met it within the first week.
If I am someone hearing this news, should I be discouraged and knowing that the caps have been reached so quickly? And what can I do? What's my alternative? What's it look like in the future? What do I have to do?
I don't think a potential employee or worker that is interested in this program should be discouraged. I certainly would prepare myself well in advance, and I think that traditionally we've been able to show over the last few years that people really need to start getting their documentation together, and we have a fantastic information on our website at uscis.gov that talks about the program in very, very good detail and explains what you need, what kind of documentation you need, and we encourage people, knowing full well that we're going to open the season on April 1 every year, that date does not change. So employers need to be prepared well in advance, and those that believe they have the wherewithal and the experience and the documentation that they need to qualify, they should be prepared. And maybe talk to some immigration advocates, talk to some immigration counselors, lawyers, and attorneys to be able to prepare yourself well in advance.
There is an effort in the United States Senate to increase the number of H-1B visas threefold. It's a bipartisan effort to do this, including 2 Democrats and 2 Republicans. Ira Melman spoke with one of the Republican senators sponsoring the measure, longtime Senator Orrin Hatch from the state of Utah.
Well, keep in mind, these are people that we educate here who want to stay here and work in some of our really high-tech industries to a large degree. And then we push them out of the country because of our stupid laws. Let's just look at the facts. On Monday, the State Department announced that we've already reached the cap on H-1B visas for the entire year. Let me repeat that. Just over 4 months into the year, we're closing the door on any more high-skilled foreign workers, many of whom are American-trained. They want to work here, and they want to help American companies grow the American economy. I don't see how anybody can believe that that's a good thing to push them out of the country. In fact, Canada's come down and advertised for them so they can get them. And we need them. We need every one of these people that we can keep. You know, these are good-paying jobs. They're being sent overseas instead of staying right here and helping to grow our still-struggling economy. And for too long, our country just has not been able to meet the demands for workers in the STEM fields, that is, science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. We have increasingly enrollment in U.S. universities in these fields, and a lot of the people who enroll are foreign students. And we continue to send these foreign students back to their home countries after graduation, despite the jobs available here and their desire to work here. So it's critical that we not only recognize this shortage of high-skilled workers, but also understand why it exists. And if you put it simply, U.S.-based companies have a great need for these trained people in these STEM fields. But at least right now, what we see and hear from the tech community is that there are not enough Americans trained and ready to fill these jobs. We can't continue to just hope that American companies don't move these jobs overseas, because they are. We can't continue to ignore this problem. It's that simple.
And what does your proposal call for?
Well, our proposal would allow them to stay here, and if I had my way, even ultimately, if they wanted to apply for, it gives them the legal status to stay here and work here. And down the line, if I had my way, we would even give them an opportunity to become citizens if they wanted to. You know, the countries where these jobs are going, China, India, et cetera, they would love to have their American-educated PhDs, other highly educated individuals return and boost their economies. So I believe we need to do is address the immediate short-term need to provide American employers with greater access to high-skilled workers, while also addressing the long-term need to invest in STEM education right here. It's a two-step approach that I have that will enable our country to grow and help us compete in today's global economy. These are things that are pretty important.
Daybreak Asia's Ira Melman speaking first with Bill Wright, a spokesperson for U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services, and just now with U.S. Senator Orrin Hatch.